Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of September. Okay, what took place here today? Well, nervousness generally among stock markets. Starting with the Asia-Pacific region, Japan went against the trend. Reasonable gains. The Nikkei 225 up 3/4 of a percentage point to 15,909. The Hang Seng and China markets are down small percentages, a third of a percentage point, less than a third of a percentage point by the Shanghai Composite. Elsewhere, additional weakness. India just a fraction lower. Australia down 0.5 percentage point, being hurt by those weak miners and metals. And going against the trend, that's easier to cite. Malaysia up 0.25 points and New Zealand up 0.5 points. Looking at the European markets, and they are mostly down here on the day. The exception is Switzerland, which has been outperforming, has another small gain in here, and of course it's not part of the European Union. I think the European Union is also apprehensive because there was a late announcement today by President Obama that Europe and the USA had agreed to increase sanctions against Russia, and that the details would be forthcoming tomorrow. So again, we had declines, but they're small declines here overall. In the Americas, so Wall Street had been weak pre-market, picked up, was higher most of the time, but the Dow faded. It was only down 19 points. The S&P was up a fraction, less than a tenth of a percentage point, and the NASDAQ was up just a shade more than that. Canada, a little bit better, up over a third of a percent. Mexico down nearly 0.5%. Brazil up 0.25%. Quiet day here, I would say, overall. Now, in terms of other markets here, let me just check those bonds again because they were swinging around. Yes. YR and sorry for the delay. Not as I type it in, it's a long code. Yeah, they continued to push higher. So the U.S. this is important. The U.S. 10-year is 2.5496, so nearly 2.55. Now remember, in August, it briefly almost touched the 2.30 level. And actually, at the beginning of September, it was right down there in the low 2.3 region. And it's pushed up pretty much on a consecutive day basis, with one exception. I have mentioned in my audios that the bond sell-off had, which globally really, but particularly or not least in the USA and also Europe, then actually looked climactic, and that we could easily see this move higher. However, looking at the U.S. 10 years, and I'm just going to put this on a somewhat, just put this on a longer term chart here, it's still not causing any problems, but I think we need to keep an eye on it. Because if we were to see this move back above 3, let alone 4%, then stock markets, I think, would certainly be experiencing a major corrective phase. Now, overall, I have to say that a small correction could take place almost any time, given the various different factors to worry about, from the geopolitical risks, which may be slightly less of an, hopefully they'll be slightly less of an influence overall. You know, I'm concerned about that big Alibaba float that's coming up later this month. So again, just repeat the point, there's a lot to be concerned about here, but the litmus paper test here, keep an eye on what this U.S. government bond yield actually does, and also look at those U.S. indices. It's going to be the Russell 2000 that would signal a significant correction overall. It's not doing that yet. And additional upside acceleration by the NASDAQ would be a warning that the market was getting quite a bit overheated. It's a little bit overextended right now, but not enough so to be worried. Incidentally, one of the key components of that index, well, the big component, is Apple Computer, which steadied yesterday and steadied again in here today. It's just back above the 101 level, but remember we had that downside key reversal last year, and it's also up near the previous highs that we had seen. Was it earlier this year or last year? I can't remember, but it's certainly an important resistance level up here, so that's likely to hold the share for a while. But the recent performance, the recent show revealing new products, so on, that's been generally well received. And it's nowhere near as expensive as many of the other lesser companies in the technology field. Okay, moving on. What else? Well, precious metals got clobbered in here today. They recovered a little bit later on, but actually, the whole commodity sector now is really weak. That continuous commodity index, that's the old CRB. I posted a chart of that yesterday, and talking about that it had gotten right back down and was taking a look at that 500 level, which has been a support area for over the last 2 years. Well, it broke beneath that low and here today and closed a little below it. It looks overextended in the short term, but again, it has taken out that 500 level only marginally. It's a 499 and change, but it needs a clear upward dynamic to indicate a significant recovery. And people are going to interpret this weakness in that cumulative commodity index as a sign of slow growth. And there's plenty of slow growth around, isn't there? Although we can't attribute that slow growth to the weakness in these agricultural commodities. It's almost entirely due to a good weather conditions, which have really pushed down the U.S. grain and bean complex, and the bad weather conditions that we had in Brazil for coffee, which is one of the very few agricultural commodities that is staying elevated. And metal prices easing in here, although yes, no, easing in here again today. So they've been under pressure as well. Crude oil, my goodness, you've got the Brent WTI below 98 in here right now, and the Brent blend is below 98, and WTI, that's the U.S. contract, was firmer here today, pushed up to 93.14. Did I give the precious metal prices? I don't think so, but they were weak. Really, palladium down nearly $16. This is currently trading here still, 833.25. Silver, 1871. It was down to 1857, and that 1871 is down 21.5 cents. and platinum against soft 307 30 beg your pardon 1372. That's down $9. And gold, well, bullion, it's been hit hard here today. 1240 and a little bit of change. I think that's down just over $10, although my screen's changing, so I can't see the full extent of that. But weakness here among this commodity sector. And that's pretty much it here today. So all the very best to all of you. More tomorrow.